Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, you're welcome back to the programme. The Cabinet this morning signed off on a new policing and security bill intended to reform the oversight of An Garda Síochána. Some of the changes come from recommendations made by the Commission on the Future of Policing, and one of its former members, Dr. Vicky Conway, has been going through the fine detail of the legislation over the past few hours. And Dr. Conway is Associate Professor at the DCU School of Law and Government, and is the author as well of Policing 20th Century Ireland. And I'm delighted to say that she joins me now. Dr. Conway, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
As I say, you're going through the fine detail. What stands out for you?
There's a lot of really important reforms being introduced by this legislation, things like putting community safety at the heart of how we approach policing in Ireland, which would really involve a cohesive multi-agency approach that brings all of the right players to the table. So that's a really positive development. We see some really great reforms of the Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission, giving it expanded remit and making its process less legalistic, which has been a hampering in the past. Mm-hmm. And there's also the creation of a new office of an independent examiner of security legislation, which is really important because we have massive powers under security and terrorism legislation, but we haven't had people overseeing effectively and cohesively how those are being used. So position will be created for the first time.
Why, Vicky, do I feel there's a but coming here in terms of that you're underwhelmed in some way, are you?
I have concerns, and I would have expressed these at the time of the Commission of the Future of Policing report. Myself and Dr. Eddie Malloy dissented on some of the recommendations that were made in that commission report in terms of oversight and accountability. Some of the changes, you know, this is a historic moment to be able to reflect on how we want to govern, oversee and hold An Garda Síochána to account. The efforts that have been made so far have not proven really effective or have stymied progress in different ways. And this was an opportunity, the like of which I don't think we'll get again. I mean, the work that the Commission put into this, going around the country, the way that it did, the consultation process it engaged in. And there are some good developments here in terms of combining the Policing Authority and the Garda Inspectorate. But a lot of the powers that currently reside with the Policing Authority are being effectively redistributed either back to the minister or to a new internal board that's going to be created within An Garda Síochána. So we have this new added layer of governance being inserted into this quite complicated space already.
So hang on
and
a second.
That concerns me.
Hang on a second here now, because I thought this was about reforming, and I thought the aim of the bill was to strengthen oversight of An Garda Síochána. But what you're telling me is that some of the powers that the Policing Authority have right now go back to the Minister for Justice, and also there is an internal board, internal in An Garda Síochána, is it?
Yes.
So where did this internal board come from, and who will be on it, for example? How will it be constituted?
So it was a proposal of the Commission of the Future of Policing, which myself and Dr. Eddie Malloy dissented on. And there will be 8 members of that board, and they will be very governance in orientation and focus, unlike the Policing Authority, which has that much broader, you know, human rights, community service, that kind of thing. And they will be taking over some of the functions that the Policing Authority currently exercises, such as, for instance, approving the annual policing plans and the Garda strategy. And I suppose a concern I have is the work of oversight that the authority is doing. If the commissioner is now also going to his board, what standing does that leave the authority, and how strong can that oversight be, and will the commissioner be being pulled in too many different directions?
Mm-hmm. So you wonder if the policing authority's authority, for want of a better word, is being diluted here, do you?
It could be. And we have things, you know, functions that the authority was performing. You know, another thing is that the government is resuming its more complete role in relation to the appointment of the Garda Commissioner, which the Policing Authority have been quite successfully involved in of late. And where these things are taken away from the Policing Authority, there's a lot of transparency attached to the Policing Authority. And if these things are being assumed by the minister or by an internal board, I'm concerned that there will be less transparency about how these things are happening. And I do personally feel that this move to establish an internal board is a highly regressive step in police governance and accountability.
Okay. Look, I have 40 seconds left, Vicky. I know it's completely inadequate, but I want to ask you about a new position that's being created, an independent examiner of security legislation. Give me your view on that.
Hugely important to create this position where we will have, for the first time, complete oversight of how security and terrorism powers, some of the most extreme policing powers that we see, are being used. And this has been a really effective role in the UK, in Australia and other jurisdictions. And it's a really positive development that this is being created.
Okay, look, we'll discuss it a little bit more in the very near future. Dr. Vicky Conway of DCU, thank you very much indeed.